William Taylor faces criminal charges, including first-degree murder after allegedly knifing his neighbor, Edward Buddy Starish. Metlakatla is Alaska's only indigenous reserve, and with a population of around 1,500 people, it's very tight-knit, says Mayor Reginald Atkinson.
First of all, you know, our hearts go out to both sides of the family there, and it's really hit Metlakatla hard, and we're still feeling the impact and the aftermath.
According to court filings, Metlakatla police got an emergency call shortly after 9 a.m. Saturday. They arrived at Starish's home to find him gravely injured with knife wounds and lying on the ground outside of his home. He was rushed by ambulance to Metlakatla's clinic. A Coast Guard helicopter flew him to Ketchikan's hospital. Authorities say that's where he died later that day. Officers say they found Taylor at his parents' home where he lives. He'd reportedly confessed to his father, who told police of his son's admission. Another witness told officers they had seen Taylor running from Starish's home shortly before police arrived. Prosecutor Timothy McGillicuddy didn't mince words during a Monday court hearing.
This was a chilling and brutal, premeditated first-degree homicide.
He told District Court Judge Kevin Miller that after Taylor was brought to Ketchikan, he was briefly hospitalized for an unrelated medical condition. McGillicuddy says he began to confess to state troopers on his own accord while being treated.
He wasn't questioned about what he had done, but he made a number of statements indicating that he had planned to commit this murder, that he intended to commit the murder, the brutal way in which he committed the murder, and his motive for doing so.
McGillicuddy didn't say what those alleged motives were. Metlakatla's police said they didn't know why he allegedly killed his neighbor. Taylor's attorney, a public defender in Ketchikan, declined to comment on Tuesday.
We have, you know, tragedies here, but nowhere near this level or magnitude.
That's Metlakatla Mayor Reginald Atkinson again. He says he lives just down the street from Starish, and he says the community is still processing what happened last weekend.
I can't imagine what we're going through. We're still recovering from a state of shock. Most of the community is still in the kind of so-called numb phase right now.
Taylor was jailed Tuesday at Ketchikan Correctional Center. Bail is set at $500,000. He's due back in court next month. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.